Visiting Teaching Message, Finding Nobility in Motherhood and Joy in Womanhood. Read the following with the sisters you visit and discuss the questions, scriptures, and teachings from our church leaders. Share your experiences and testimony and invite those you teach to do the same. What have prophets taught concerning nurturing children? Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 7. Thou shalt teach the words of the Lord diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Mosiah chapter 4, verse 15. Ye will teach children to walk in the ways of truth and soberness. Ye will teach them to love one another and to serve one another. 3 Nephi chapter 22, verse 13. All thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. President David O. McKay, 1873-1970. The ability and willingness properly to rear children, the gift to love, and eagerness to express it in soul development make motherhood the noblest office or calling in the world. She who can paint a masterpiece or write a book that will influence millions deserves the admiration and the plaudits of mankind. But she who rears successfully a family of healthy, beautiful sons and daughters, whose influence will be felt through generations to come, deserves the highest honor that man can give and the choicest blessings of God. Gospel Ideals, pages 453-454. How can we, as sisters in the Gospel, better fulfill our God-given purposes? Doctrine and Covenants, section 25, verses 13 through 15. In July 1830, the prophet Joseph Smith received a revelation for his wife, Emma. The revelation was given to strengthen, encourage, and instruct her, and was recorded in the Doctrine and Covenants to strengthen, encourage, and instruct others. Lift up thy heart and rejoice, and cleave unto the covenants which thou hast made. Continue in the spirit of meekness, and beware of pride. Keep my commandments continually, and a crown of righteousness thou shalt receive. President Spencer W. Kimball, 1895-1985. Each of you should be grateful to be a woman. To be a righteous woman is a glorious thing in any age. To be a righteous woman during the winding-up scenes on this earth, before the second coming of our Savior, is an especially noble calling. The righteous woman's strength and influence today can be tenfold what it might be in more tranquil times. Privileges and Responsibilities of Sisters, Ensign, November 1978, page 103. Mary Ellen W. Smoot, former Relief Society General President. Each of us has a vital role, even a sacred mission, to perform as a daughter in Zion. It is our destiny to rejoice as we fill the earth with greater kindness and gentleness, greater love and compassion, greater sympathy and empathy than have ever been known before. It is time to give ourselves to the Master and allow Him to lead us into fruitful fields where we can enrich a world filled with darkness and misery. Rejoice, daughters of Zion. Ensign, November 1999, page 94. I suggest that you humbly ask the Lord what He would have you do and why you are uniquely suited to serve. Ask yourself questions like these. What can I contribute? Why was I chosen to be the mother of these children? What can I do to strengthen the sisters in my ward? And so forth. We each have purpose and reason for being. Every sister has a thread to weave in the tapestry of time. Discover your thread and begin to weave. Relief Society, The Possible Dream. Address delivered at the 1998 Brigham Young University Women's Conference. End of The Visiting Teaching Message, Finding Nobility in Motherhood and Joy in Womanhood.